Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us by phone. We're going to visit with Sharon Anderson in just a little bit, and also want to visit with Kyle Fever this morning. Kyle's daughter, Jaya Fever, suffered a traumatic brain injury, and folks in the Adair area are gathering here on the weekend, February 3rd, to raise awareness, raise money, and raise spirits for the family. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you talk a little bit about Jaya's situation, her current condition?
Yeah, I'll tell the quick brief story of how we got here, and then I can touch on her current condition. December 2022 is December 9th. She was in a pretty bad car accident on her way to school, and which resulted in what they call a diffuse axonal brain injury, in addition to deep bruising of her right thalamus and a couple of other areas of bruising in her brain, which resulted in the situation we're in now. She was taken to Methodist Hospital and then in a coma for about 5 weeks. And then since then, we've been to Chicago and then Omaha and then now at On With Life in Ankeny, Iowa, undergoing various rehabilitation and therapies for her brain injury, which affected her whole everything about her, her whole body and her processing, thinking. Her right side of her body was immobile for several months, and so now we're on with life. Jaya came home in June and has lived home since then, but we've been on the road 3 to 5 days a week going to different places for therapy just to continue to work on her brain, making new connections and new pathways, because the areas of her brain that were damaged, basically it's like if you're trying to drive from point A to point B, the roads have been blocked. And so that causes her, every brain injury is different, but for Jaya, you know, it's affected her speech, her vision, her mobility, her memory, lots of different aspects of her life. And so she's in a good spot now, but it's a long journey ahead, still a year or two or more of recovery, of ongoing therapy. The deal is with the brain injury, if the therapists are often fond of saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. And it's even more acute for brain injury patients. The areas of the brain that have been damaged, those connections have been lost completely. And so you either work really hard to restore connections for vision, speech, functioning. You work really hard to restore those, or they're permanently gone. And so the road ahead is slow. The restoration process takes a long time. So we're just in the thick of it right now.
You know, folks here in the Atlantic area watched and followed Steele McLaren's journey after his accident. Is this a similar path?
Every brain injury is different. We have, Steele's mom, Jess, has been an absolute godsend to us. She's been so helpful and encouraging. Steele's probably 3 years ahead of or so of Jaya in terms of his recovery, and so he's doing wonderful. And each brain injury is different, and so it's hard to compare one to another, but the journeys generally are similar in terms of just the time-consuming and financially consuming process that it is from injury to recovery. And so, yeah, there's some similarities for sure, but also pretty significant differences just because of the nature of each brain injury is so different. And each person recovers differently. There are some people who have brain injuries similar to Jaya's who still are in a coma. There are some people whose brain injuries similar to Jaya's who, you know, might never recover vision or something like that. And so it's a kind of a big unknown future because you never know how each person's brain is going to recover from these kinds of injuries. But Steele's mom, Jess, and his story has been really encouraging and inspiring to us personally.
you know, you talked about it, the financial, the emotional toll that it takes. Jaya physically suffered this injury, but you know, there are a lot of other people that get drawn into this, family members and those that help and support. Something like this event that's coming up here on February 3rd, it's not just necessarily about the money raised, but just to know you have this support and folks rallying around, that's got to mean a lot.
I mean, it's amazing. I've said more than on one occasion since her injury that we would never wish this to happen, of course, but we are so glad we live where we live in the face of what's happening. The support, the encouragement, the love shown from so many people has literally helped us get where we are. I think we would. There's a lot of the dark side of brain injury that so many people are unaware of, but it's absolutely crushing to a family to go through, and to go through alone without the support of the community would just be completely devastating. And so, I mean, we are where we are because of the community's support, for sure, and not just financial. You're absolutely right. Financial support is really helpful, of course, because the journey to recovery is so costly, but more than just that is just knowing that there are people there pulling for us, praying for us, so much of it. And it's amazing that there, you know, there's Steele and then Jaya, and then the most recent one in Avoca. You know, it's just interesting that we've had so many in this area, and whatever we can do to help raise awareness and support for people going through this stuff besides just us is ultimately our goal, because it's an unknown world to a lot of people, and it's a hard journey to go through.
Well, and Jaya had plans. Jaya had a vision of what she thought her life was going to bring down the road, and of course, you folks are building your own as well, and then just in 1 second, it all changes, and it can happen to anyone like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's changed our perspective on so much of life, and obviously we still have goals, but like those are all kind of like thrown up in the air right now, and we're just trying to get through one day at a time, with the goal in mind that Jaya will recover as fully as possible, and that you know, she can continue. I mean, she's so young, and there's so much life ahead for her. So we're still working hard to that, but you're absolutely right. It doesn't take long for things to change. So we're all the more grateful for the little things that we do have.
You bet. The Adair Fire Department and the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church helping to sponsor the event coming up on February 3rd. And as a pastor, you appreciate folks rallying like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. You're usually the one, you know, pulling for people and praying for people. And now we're in the other position where the community is pastoring us, and that's a humbling place to be, but it's also changed how I look at my role in the community in so many ways. And it's weird to say that this horrible experience has actually brought a lot of good things, and it's weird to think that, but without going through this, there's so much good stuff that we would not have experienced in lots of ways. And so, it's a good thing to have this community supporting us.
Absolutely. Well, Kyle, best to you and to Jaya and the continued path toward recovery. And we hope the event on February 3rd goes very well. And thank you for your time. I want to talk to Sharon also this morning, but appreciate it very much, and Godspeed to you.
Hey, thank you very much for the time, and you have a good day as well.
Well, we're also joined by Sharon Anderson, who is helping to coordinate a benefit that's going to be happening on Saturday, February 3rd. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the time and effort put in. February 3rd looks like it's going to be a busy day at the Adair Fire Hall to get all the things going that is going to happen that night. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen that evening.
Okay, this benefit for Jaya is co-sponsored by Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and the Adair Fire Department to help with the costs of Jaya's ongoing treatment for her traumatic brain injury. The doors will open at 4:30 that evening, and carryouts can be picked up at that time, and the silent auction begins. We will have an on-site meal starting at 5 o'clock with a menu of pulled pork, mashed potatoes, green beans, pasta salad, bars, lemonade, and coffee. And also the Adair Fire Department will have a cash bar available. Throughout the evening, we will have several interesting activities. Steele McLaren, well-known TBI survivor from Atlantic, will have a message. A children's bell choir will perform, and a raffle game will be available with a prize of a Blackstone pizza oven. Our live auction is at 6:30, and the silent auction is from 4:30 to 7:30.
All right. Well, that's a lot going on. Now, we want to talk about the auction, because you folks have worked really hard to have a lot of really high-end items for folks to take a look at.
Yes, we have. Our community has been so gracious. We already have several wonderful auction items from the community, such as a four-night stay in Branson, 2 1/2 hogs with processing, 4 tickets for the Minnesota Vikings game with the Houston Texans this coming season, along with a one-night hotel stay near the stadium, and many more excellent items.
Yeah, and you and I were talking, too, that your son, who works for the Minnesota Vikings, has really been helpful in collecting some interesting pieces.
Yes. Something that is unique about our auction is that it will include several autographed items from 6 NFL teams: the San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, and Minnesota Vikings. My son Jeff has worked for the Vikings for 21 years and is currently their chief communications officer. So when we started planning this benefit 2 months ago, Jeff reached out to these teams to tell them Jay's story. And all 6 teams have graciously responded with autographed items for our auction. We will be auctioning autographed footballs from Patrick Mahomes from the Chiefs, Brock Purdy from the 49ers, George Kittle from the 49ers, Lucas Van Ness from the Packers, Jack Campbell from the Lions, T.J. Edwards from the Bears, and Kirk Cousins from the Vikings. We will also have autographed mini helmets from Justin Jefferson of the Vikings and Kirk Cousins, as well as autographed 8x10 photos of Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Kirk Cousins, and Harrison Smith of the Vikings.
You know, Sharon, what's really neat about that is there's such a local connection with so many of these.
Yes, exactly. Especially with Brock Purdy and George Kittle. I believe Lucas Van Ness is from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right? I believe
yep.
so.
Jack Campbell.
And so,
yep.
Okay. So I think they kept that in mind as they sent items.
Yeah, really of interest.
So we hope to gather a lot of fans here for those items.
Yeah. You've got more than just those sports items as well, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, many, many items. And to see the complete updated auction list and the schedule for the evening, folks can go to the Facebook page for Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair, and I'll always have an updated list there. If anyone would like to donate items for the auction or to make a monetary contribution, they can call 641-740-0553 to find out how to proceed with Venmo or mailing or delivering items. That's 641-740-0553. We invite everyone to the benefit on Saturday, February 3rd, to help support Jaya in her journey to a full recovery.
Sharon, it really makes you feel good about living in a small community when you see folks come together to help one of their own.
Yes, that is so true.
Very good. Well, so much going on. And again, that event coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. Doors opening at 4:30 that evening. There'll be a meal. There'll be plenty of things for you there to enjoy. And then the both live and silent auctions will be happening throughout the evening as well. So make sure you stop on by and help to support that effort. And we hope Jaya has a great progress here in her recovery from the traumatic brain injury. And so many folks, that's going to make her feel so much better, too, knowing so many folks are supporting her there, too. Sharon, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate your time.